week's panorama.
For decades, letting a plane was reserved on May the 1st for the Communist Party, whether it was the totalitarian Communist Party of Czechoslovakia before 1989 or the Communist Party of Bohemia and Moravia after it. Each year, this large open space a few hundred metres from Prague Castle was filled with red flags, and Letna rang out to the sound of the Internationale. But this year, Letna was moving to a different rhythm. This year, a group called the Confederation of Political Prisoners pipped the communists to the post. They camped out overnight at the local council offices and booked Letna plane for themselves. So, on May the 1st, Letna was full of the red, white and blue flags of various organisations and political parties, mostly from the right end of the political spectrum. The coalition Christian Democrats were very much in evidence, as were the opposition Civic Democrats. And even the scouts, who were heavily persecuted by the communist regime. I spoke to their deputy leader, Petr Mach.
Scouting was interrupted three times in the Czech history. One time by Nazis from Germany, and two times by Czech communists. And a lot of our members was destroyed in concentrated camps in all Czech Republic and in Soviet Union.
Mm. What was it about the scouts that the communists were so afraid of? Why were they so afraid of you as an organization?
Yes, it can be according to our founder in the beginning of the last century, Antoni Benjamin Svojcik, who said after arriving from Soviet Union in before Second World War that communist isn't scouting and scouting isn't communist, and communists will destroy it, scouting. It's not possible to cooperate between these movements.
Mm. Now, today, though, the communists are finished, aren't they? They are a finished force. So why are you here?
Because of Communist Party wasn't
abolished.
At the moment, in Czech Republic, scouting is supported by democratic powers, and the Communist Party still growing in Czech population, because people who vote communist didn't change their mind and their style of life and their value in life.
There was certainly a carnival atmosphere on Letna this year, but a month before the elections, the mood was highly political. Among the parties pitching their tents on Letna Plain this year were the European Democrats, led by the former mayor of Prague, Jan Kassel.
Is it fair to the party which destroyed so many lives, so many people's lives, so many human beings during decades, to be allowed to celebrate any place in the city? Well, I must say I'm really not desperate for communists. I'm desperate for those who were punished, who couldn't study, who couldn't live their lives during communist regime. So it's very nice. I was very pleased to speak here on behalf of European Democrats, SNK and the European Democrats, and to praise for the future without communists and without Communist Party itself.
But surely the future is already without the communists. They haven't been in power for 16 years. There's very little chance they're going to get back in. They are an opposition force and a spent force.
Well, I was calling for abolition of communists inside ourselves. And I was calling for those to punish those who are wishing to cooperate with communists in the future. Communists are not out of the power. They are 18% of the support in the parliament. They have certain proportion of power. Their people are involved in many committees, and they are traveling, they are representing the country, they are in the European Parliament on behalf of Czech Republic, six of them. So they are definitely not out of the power.
But that's parliamentary democracy. That's what you fought for in 1989.
Well, concerning democracy, I agree, but non-democratic party cannot be part of democracy. That's the problem. Is Communist Party Democratic Party? Should they be allowed to to play on the stage among other democratic parties. The question is that the Communist Party of Czech Republic or Bohemia and Moravia exactly is not a democratic party because it didn't cut them from the past. They never said, we are very sorry, we do not continue. There is a legal continuation from the past, from KSČ, from Communist Party of Czechoslovakia to Communist Party of Bohemia and Moravia. I have nothing against, well, I think different way, but I have nothing against democratic left-wing party. Okay, it's their right to declare what they want. But Communist Party of Bohemia and Moravia is not that type of democratic party, so I don't think they should be allowed to be part of democratic regime and system.
Just a few days ago, a communist MP, Jiří Dolejš, was badly beaten up in the street on his way home. And the Communist Party says this is part of an atmosphere of violence and intimidation and confrontation that you, the right-wing parties, are fostering, supporting. What do you make of that?
Well, first, I'm very sorry for what happened to Jiří Dolejš. I know him from the Municipal Assembly of Prague. He was my colleague. I'm so sorry for the physical injuries he received. And this is one point. Second thing is, was it really political attack? Was not there anything else behind? Nobody knows, and Jiří Dolejš couldn't prove that there was nothing else behind. So I'm so sorry for what has happened, but I'm not sorry for campaign which was started by Social Democrats and of course played by communists. And I'm afraid that Jiří Dolejš has been misused for a certain campaign against democratic regime and democratic parties.
But among the stalls and the tents here on Letna Plain today, we can find stalls selling t-shirts with anti-communist slogans. Among them, and you're holding one up indeed, and among them, kill a communist, support world peace. Well, surely that encourages an atmosphere of violence.
Well, that's stupid. That's stupid. It's something I can hardly support. I don't think the atmosphere in Czech Republic is so violent and so anti-communist and kill your communist and you will get to heaven. It's not like that. Well, this is a joke, and this is provoked by the past. This is provoked by 40 years of regime where fire anti-communists from the job, don't let your kids studying because your father or their father was not in Communist Party or was not supporting the regime. That's a similar level of, I don't want to say joke, but approach.
Okay, Jan Kassel, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks a lot.
So the music played, the beer flowed, and the anti-communist t-shirt stall did a brisk trade. We'll have to wait and see if this year's May Day without communism forever was just a one-off, or really, forever.